Welcome to Maseches Kilayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hei, Chapter 2, Mishnah 5. You know, we learned previously in Mishnah Gimel that if, let's say, a person had a field that was planted with wheat, and then he decides that he wants to plant barley, he has to wait until it sprouts little sprigs, and then he has to turn it over, and only after that can he plant now the barley. Says this Mishnah, but what happens in a similar scenario where Haisa Sadehu Zerua Kambais, he had cumin, some type of cumin planted in his field, Ailuf, or some type of onion, and now he wants to plant something else. Says Mishnah, Lo yehei zareya uba al gabehem. It doesn't help in this situation to wait a few days until they grow the little sprigs, then to turn the ground over with a plow and then plow again, because these types of plants are different than others. She'ein an oisin el l'shal l'shamim. Sometimes they don't sprout for 3 years. In other words, their sprouting process could take up to 3 years, and therefore they may not necessarily put those sprigs through immediately while you do that, rather for a while. So that's not sufficient. Similarly, says the Mishnah, Tua she'olah basvicha istis. Let's say you have grain, you have wheat, let's just say. And then little types of weeds that grow on their own grew, and they're some kind of, you know, weed or wild grain weed. Not necessarily something that a person appreciates. Chei mekoy makronos. Let's say you have the place where they thresh, so there's always seeds that fall. And she'olah b'minin harbeh, and those different, let's say you did wheat, and you did barley, and did different legumes and stuff like that, and by themselves, some of them were left there. They kind of got swallowed up into the ground. They germinated, and they started growing. V'chein tilson. And similarly, tilson. Tilson is some type of legume which was usually fed for animals. She'olah b'minin tzmachem, that amongst the tilson, other types of wild growths began to sprout. And none of these are beneficial for the actual grain that you're trying to plant. We don't obligate the owner to weed them all out, because anyways it's something that he doesn't want, and the prohibition of kalayim is only something that a person would appreciate. However, let's say nikesh oikisach, let's say he did weed out some of them, or he cut some of them down to the root. Then we tell makar, once you started, you got to finish this. You left something behind. Maybe it shows that you didn't do all of it, because some of it you're okay with. And there's a possibility that maybe you're okay with what's happening over there. Therefore, we tell them, go ahead and weed them all out if you want to continue having your grain growing here. Let's see one more Mishnah. Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6. Haretz alasa sadeu meshar meshar mikomen. Person has a large field, and he doesn't just want to plant wheat. He wants to have one furrow, one row of barley, one row of wheat, one row of oats or spelt or rye, whatever it is. So what does he do so it shouldn't be considered kilayim? Meshama says shloisha tlamim shel pasiach. He has to leave between each furrow the width of three plows that are used when one initially plows to kind of open up the ground. Ubeis hilvayim meloiha ola shayroini. He has to leave the width of the yoke of Shrim Sharon, which was an area kind of in the valleys of Eretz Yisrael, which is a very, very wide yoke. Says the Mishnah, even though Beisham and Beis Hill seem like they're saying different, Shirun Kraven Divri Elu, Lias Kedivri Elu, it seems like both of them are very similar to one another. They just manifested what the width is in different ways, but more or less when you line them up one against another, it seems very similar. And the Yerushalmi actually says that the Shir is not so much. It's two amos by width by two amos length, so approximately 4 by 4, a feet, and then he can plant something else. All right, wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your day.